We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What up, Ram Nation? Justin Michael here, live from Stadium Swim.
If you couldn't hear it.
Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. I got Ryan Green here.
What up?
We got to watch a really tense basketball game at the Thomas and Mack Center. CSU pulls out a gritty 72-62 victory over the Spartans. The game was certainly tighter than a lot of us anticipated. But, I mean, a win is a win at the end of the day.
Yeah.
The story here is we're going dancing. With this win, CSU, if they weren't already a lock, they have officially secured an at-large bid for the NCAA tournament. I know technically speaking we won't find that out until Selection Sunday, but they did what they needed to do with their backs against the wall with all the pressure on them. What was your like main takeaway from this game other than how tense it was and the fact that we had to change shirts afterwards?
Yeah, no, the main takeaway was that this was a playoff game. This was a tournament game. This is what it is. Like, as much as you want to look at San Jose State and go, oh yeah, 9 wins, so this should be an easy first round. It's just not, man. This is like, they just needed to play really good defense for one game. Like, that's all they needed. Like, it's just different when you just have that one game scenario. So it's, they got the job done. I mean, it was a 10-point victory. I know it was, like, tense the whole way, but they finished strong and then won by double digits. So I don't know how you cannot be a little, at least encouraged heading into tomorrow.
Look, there are some folks that are going to be upset no matter what happens. you know, they're going to look at this NCAA tournament clinching victory and, you know, complain that it wasn't decisive enough. Obviously, it would have been great to get a blowout. But at the end of the day, all that really matters is you're able to win. And I really don't think the fans understand just how challenging this last three-game stretch has been. You've got games against Air Force and Wyoming, regional rivals. Metric-wise, it's a tough spot because all the pressure's on you to win.
Yes.
You know, like, if you're an NCAA tournament team, these are the types of games you should win. I'm not trying to make excuses or anything like that. But I do think at times we kind of view it through a video game lens of like, you know, it's that simple. You just go out and you press a couple of buttons and you kick the crap out of a bad team, when in reality what we've seen throughout the Mountain West for this entire season is that really anybody is kind of capable of hanging with anybody. Now there's obviously a top tier of teams, and you know, San Jose State is not one of them. San Jose State coming out and playing a frisky game is not surprising at all to anybody that's followed this league.
Well, and I wasn't honestly surprised that the Rams had a slow start either. Like this, again, that's like, that was tournament jitters. They were getting good looks. They just weren't going in. They were like really off.
They missed three layups in the first like 2.5 minutes. All of them looked good. They had some sloppy turnovers early. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great early, and man, Joe Palmer, saved their ass today, and that's, he's the game MVP without a doubt. Joe Palmer, the same guy who was 3 of 19 from deep going back to the beginning of February.
And you let him know about it.
Yeah, dude, he goes 4 of 5 in this win, the biggest performance of his career. Afterwards, he's at the podium grinning ear to ear. He's a great sport about it. You know, I had to ask him, what's going through your mind when that first one falls through? It's obviously been a cold stretch, and in peak Joe Palmer fashion, just couldn't be more genuine. He's like, honestly, I was like, thank God, finally.
Right.
And I think that's how a lot of CSU fans have felt. Not even necessarily about Joe, just somebody being able to step up and hit some big threes for this team. And he was massive in this win. Without him, I don't know if they pull this out, or if they do, it's certainly very, very tight. Probably comes down to the last play.
It did feel like he prevented like the San Jose State run. Like I thought like it, San Jose there for a while when they were hanging in, especially in the first half.
They're
I think
playing
they were
good
like,
defense.
Yeah, they yeah. were like, all right, we can do this. And then, Joe Palmer just out of nowhere, just hit, what he hit four threes,
or five,
like,
and he started three of three.
So like, it was great, and it seemed like everyone that he hit was huge. You know, it wasn't like
they were just, loud threes.
Yes, loud threes. So, but you know, like this is the beauty of tournament basketball, right? Like this is the Joe Palmer game. Like we will always remember this one.
And I think it's just one example of what could make this team so endearing to a neutral national audience mm-hmm. if they were to, you know, go on some type of run in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, we don't want to count our eggs before they're, you know, hatched or anything like that. But I'm just saying, like, you look at a guy like Joe Palmer, a former Division III player, to come out and have this moment on this stage after the struggles that he'd had. I mean, no, like, Ram Nation desperately wants this guy to succeed. They could not love him more, and that puts pressure on you. You know it. Like, you know the students are waiting to go bananas when you hit a shot. Like, he honestly does a really good job of kind of, like, balancing what could be a tough spot of, like, really, like, this role guy? Like, it's a lot of ego, but that's just not Joe. No. Like, he's a team-first guy. He's diving for loose balls. He had a really big offensive rebound in this one, and, I mean, more than anything, it's the shot-making. We're going to talk about all the takeaways. I do want to shout out our partners. They're making all of this possible. Of course, I'm talking about the Circa Resort and Casino. As you can see behind me, we're at Stadium Swim. This place is sick. This is the closest I've ever felt to living a life of luxury, if we're being honest. It's Vegas' first ever adult-only casino resort. They check your ID at the front, and then you don't have to show it 8 million times. They've got a three-story stadium-style sportsbook. It's the world's largest sportsbook. They've got 7,000-square-foot casino with two levels. We were hanging out last night. It was awesome. 1,300 slots, 48 table games with dancing dealers, and, of course, Stadium Swim. It can hold 4,000 people, 143-by-40 LED screen. It's awesome. If you are coming out to Vegas anytime soon, I cannot recommend Circa enough. Book your stay with the code DNVR20. You're going to save 20% off. That's super clutch. And again, the Circa Sportsbook app is available to download in Colorado. Circa Sports bets can be made only while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. I also want to shout out the friends over at Coors Light. Right now, I could use a nice cold Coors Light,
God,
if we're being honest.
Holy
like, that game, I was sweating it out. And going back to like what I was saying earlier, I'm not trying to be a jerk or be like, if you were nervous during that game or if you were tense, like, you're wrong. No. It was tense.
It was tense.
But a win is a win, and that's really what it comes down to. We're in a single elimination format. Anything is possible. Anything is also possible when you have an ice-cold Coors Light in your hand. It's made to chill. Coors Light is the perfect cold refreshment when you want to chill. It's cold brewed. It's cold lagered. It's literally the taste of the Rocky Mountains in a bottle. There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill. That's Coors Light. Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies when it's time to chill. Coors Light is the beer I reach for. When you hit the reset, grab that beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Shout out to everybody in the comment section. If you wouldn't mind giving us a thumbs up, I certainly would appreciate it.
Dude, smash it for the win.
Smash it for the win. Hit the like for the Rams win.
Gotta enjoy tourney wins.
That's the thing, man. If you can't appreciate something like this, this is what it's all about. We're 23. CSU's now 23-9. They've had extreme highs. I mean, when you think about the fact that they have four high major wins, some of those Mountain West wins over San Diego State, Boise State, Utah State at home, all awesome. Now it's set up for an opportunity with a rematch with Nevada, a team that had CSU's edge. You get a little chance at revenge. We'll get into that at the end. We're going to get into more takeaways here, but I want to go back to that first half because you talked about it felt like Joe Palmer really avoided like the San Jose State run that got this game out of control. Like mm-hmm. you went down a couple possessions here or there, but it was never an instance where, oh my God, now you're down 13 and you're trying to scratch, you know, claw, do anything you can to just get back into it. It wasn't the prettiest, but it was just like one of those games, you know. Both teams are playing really hard. I think San Jose State's effort defensively is admirable. They threw some different zones and stuff mm-hmm. out there, and to the Rams' credit, they were able to adjust, and they were able to really execute in the final stretches of both the first and the second half. That's what it kind of came down to, is just execution when the game was on the line. In that first half, you close on a 15-4 run. It was actually a 15-0 run at one point.
Yeah.
And if San Jose State is not able to get those last 4 points, which are huge, you're feeling great.
Yeah.
In the second half, you have another slow start, unfortunately. It seems to be a common theme for this team. I don't know why. But a win is a win, and honestly, the hottest start they had this year offensively was at San Diego State, and then the offense fell off a cliff, so maybe this is just what we do. We start slow, and then we figure it out.
Well, and hey, maybe just having this game means better things for tomorrow. Maybe this is the warm-up they needed. You'd rather probably have a slow start against San Jose State than against Nevada.
Most definitely.
So again, that maybe this is just they ended on such a strong finish to this game that, I mean, what?
16-6 over the final 4 minutes. So
a little over 24 hours later, I think. I just hope that they're just kind of in that flow again. And it was popping. They were playing great defense. I think the defense fueled that first run in the first half. You could tell there was just two possessions where it was
back-to-back
just
back-to-back shot clock violations.
Yes. It was just suffocating, fantastic switches. It was just like, even if you don't watch basketball, you're like, damn, that was some smothering defense.
Well, when you look at the numbers, it backs that up. You hold San Jose State to 44% from the floor, 24% from three-point. They went 5 of 21. They did hit some big threes late in that second half to make it interesting. Cardenas hit a couple. Who's the other guy? Trey Anderson had a decent game before he got a little bit into foul trouble there. They made us sweat, but when the game was there, this team executed like an NCAA tournament team when it was on the line.
Yep.
And, you know, I just think that the resilience of this squad is really going to be a big benefit for them come postseason time.
Yeah, well, and look, veteran presence like Isaiah Stevens, it's going to show up, especially here.
Well, and Tim Miles said it best, like, I think you've always got a shot as long as you've got Isaiah Stevens on your side.
And even he, you could tell he was on some of the crazier offensive possessions. He was telling his team, okay, chill out.
That's what he does.
Let's deep breaths. Like, he really slows down the game when, you know, it may not have been Joe Palmer threes, but he slows the game down, gets it, you know, knows when to say, you know what, let's just get it to Joel Scott down low, you know, all that. So,
and the ability to dictate the pace, like, he's one of those guys, bingo, like, we're going to push it here, and there's not much you can do to stop it.
Yep.
Like, or, you know, hey, like, let's get a quality look in the half court here. And of course, when it comes down to, like, there's 5 seconds left on the shot clock, I got to get to my spot. There's nobody better on this team. Defensively, I think that was the big key, really, for the Rams. And to me, like, the turning point of this game was Nate Clifford's block with just over 3 minutes to go. It's a three-point game at this point with over 3 minutes to go. So if you're just peeking at the box score, you probably don't know how tight this game actually was. He comes over the top. I mean, his vertical on that was insane. And it's just such a big momentum swing. You know, we called Joe Palmer's threes loud. That's about as loud of a rejection as it can get.
Because that was when, really, like, San Jose State was hanging in there. It felt like CSU would go up 5 and then it would be tied again. Go up 6, tied again. Like, I think you tweeted about it. It's like, the longer you let them hang in there. And I was like, yeah, man, like, you gotta, like, just end this school already. And then, but when that happened, that was like, okay, that felt like you're not getting, this isn't getting tied again. This isn't gonna get close. Like, we're taking it from here. And, I mean, not only to get that block, but the three in the corner then immediately following. I mean, that's
which
just
is huge, and that's another guy that struggled to hit those shots.
Right, and so that was just, you know, he. I thought he had one of the more off games of any of the starters today.
Offensively.
But, like we're talking about, when it mattered, he got into veteran mode and just went for it. Like,
well,
it
and his
great
presence defensively, huge on the glass. Like, it just feels so different when he's out there.
He reminds me of Peyton Watson, dude, because it's just like all of a sudden it's like when he goes up, you're like, that's tough to shoot over. So, yeah, that block wasn't surprising, but it was just like, damn, that's a fine block, sir.
He led the team with 9 rebounds in this one, obviously had one of the biggest shots of the game, finished with 8 points in 32 minutes. Joel Scott actually led the team with 18 points in this one. He went 6 of 7 from the floor, 6 of 8 at the free throw line, which was huge. There was a stretch early where he missed back to back at the line.
Yes.
Coming off like, of a game where he went 8 of 16 at the line, and you're like,
And that was when they were missing their shots and layups, and I was like, oh, come on.
Free throw shooting as a whole, still not great. Yeah. 10 of 15, only 67%. That really could have cost you if it ended up, you know, being tighter in those final minutes. That's something you'd like to clean up for sure. You know, you'd like to get rid of some of those sloppy turnovers you had early on. Yes, ideally, you'd like to start a little bit faster on offense if you could. But again, I think sometimes we look at this way too simplistically. It's not pressing X on the video game. Like, a couple of those shots, were especially from Neek. Neek had a couple of three-pointers that I thought were good. They were confident, hit the back of the rim. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good shot that you missed. They had a couple of layups that they missed. Like, honestly speaking, like, if you make just a couple more of those, maybe this ends up being the 15 to 20 point win that, you know, the fans wanted. You were 14.5 point favorites. I would have told you not to touch that with a 10-foot pole. You know, I mean, it's the conference tournament. Like, you will get an occasional blowout here or there, but, you know, mostly we saw it in a crazy Fresno State Wyoming game. They come storming back. Like, everybody is going to give it their all because it's win or go home. It's win or your season's done.
Yes, and you only know that you have a few games left, so, like, just why not? We're here. We're in Vegas. Let's go win a, let's go win a game. And, I mean, for them, yeah, just beat Colorado State, like Nevada probably. But one game, that's probably worth their trip, right? So it's just, you know, you go 9-22, and then you come here and win. Like, that would be good. And you eliminate the Rams from the tourney possibly. Like, that's a fun way to end your season. So,
and these teams take great pride, you know? Yes. Like, they... I think sometimes, you know, again, like, we just expect bad teams to expect to lose. Like, we're bad, so we're just going to get... No, like, they practice every... Yes. They work their ass off all season, too. And like you said, you know, they want to play spoilers. And I just think that these last three wins between Wyoming, Air Force, and now San Jose State, it was just really reassuring to me that this team is battle-tested, that the type of composure that they can have, they can win in different styles, whether, you know, it's a big offensive game or it's a grinded-out type game. I think that's going to translate come NCAA tournament time. And, you know, you've got a veteran point guard, which is, you know, we're going to hear that a lot.
Yes.
In the tournament broadcast, veteran point guard play. It's true, though, with a guy like Isaiah Stevens, and I think Tim Miles is spot on when he says, as long as you've got him, you've got a shot. And, you know, moving forward, it really probably comes down to, like, what can your stars do for you? And in this one, yes, the game was tighter than you expected, but when it was really time to take over, Clifford gets the block. He hits the corner three. Joe Palmer's hitting the open three. Zay hits his open shots. They're able to get to the rim. They knock down their free throws at the crucial times. You're not giving up offensive rebounds. Like, they did what they needed to get the win. And to me, that's all I wanted. I just wanted to see this team come out and take care of business, you know, clinch that NCAA tournament, or take some of the stress off of the next couple of days. And now you're kind of playing with house money at this point. Like, I certainly would love to see CSU win a couple of more games in this one or the whole thing. Like, that would be epic. But really, at this point, it's about seeding. And, like, you want to do everything you can to maximize your potential to put yourself in a great opportunity. But, like, we're going to the big dance, and anything's possible in the big dance.
Just get in, man. That's all it is. That's a great way of looking at it. I think now you have also, I know we're still going to talk about Nevada, but it's hard to beat a team three times in a season in any sport. Like, I just find that to be really tough. And, they got it done. So, like you said, this could have been just another, there's been a lot of heartbreak this year. There's been a lot of games. So, like, I think that was in the back of a lot of Rams minds, especially in the first half. They're like, oh my god,
here we go again.
This is the shit, right? Like that. But they're in. That's all you need. And a veteran team that we saw tonight can win a slog of a game. That's what tourney games are, right? That's what playoff basketball is.
If you can't appreciate a 23-win regular season in which you had more high major wins than you've ever had this century,
but they finished seventh, Justin.
You were ranked for multiple months. I mean, I think Nico Medved really hit it on the head with San Diego State. Like, there were a handful of plays away from San Diego State falling to the sixth seed and also having to play day one. And they're being pretty widely projected as a 5 or a 6 seed in the NCAA tournament. I don't understand why everybody is so like upset about what's happened with CSU. Yes, it's been disappointing, but they're acting like it's unique to them. They're the only team. No. San Diego State, they could not win away from home either. Uh-huh. Why? Because this league is really good. Why is this game tight? Because this league's really good. Cardenas, that dude could make some money if he hops in the portal. I mean, Amy Jr., he was awesome in this one. Yeah. Played all 40 minutes for them. 7 of 20 from the floor. I think he was just gas late, but
yeah.
I mean, those dudes, they kept him in it. Combined 35 points for those two, more than 50% of their points.
Yep.
It's just like Air Force. Like, they've got Becker, they've got Pertritis. Every team in this league has guys that can play.
And if they go off on the same night, it's like, no. It's,
you never know.
Yeah. Then it's why you should also enjoy wins like this. Don't look at the seeding. Don't look at the wins. Like, you won a tournament game. We're moving on.
In the history of this program, no. It has not been something that's happened very much. And I don't want people to miss out on this moment and not be able to appreciate what a fun ride this has been, because they're still dejected about a couple of tough ones that went the other way in conference play. Like, yes, we all would have loved to have seen CSU win the first regular season title. I talked about it a bunch. Like, Isaiah Stevens in his fifth and final year, he comes back, leads the team to a regular season league title for the first time ever, would have probably been the conference player of the year. That would have been a really cool situation. But
what?
At the same time, it doesn't always play out that way. And now we're in a spot where we'll just see. Anything's possible. It's a single elimination format. Yes, like, you might get bounced in the first round. You might make a run to the Final Four. We don't know. But simply getting to the NCAA tournament in a year like this, where your schedule was really, really tough, that's significant. And you're coming off of a 15-18 campaign.
Yes.
Like, we're not Duke. We don't go to the, you know, year in and year out. Yes, I'd love to see the expectations be at that level sometimes, but really, you know, it's just all about the matter of perspective. And that's when you're looking at this season as a whole. That's when you're looking at this game. A win is a win, and I'm not going to apologize for it.
Not going to do it.
Shout out to our friends over at Empire Today. With Empire Today, you get the shop at home convenience, the right product for your needs, quick and professional installation, and a price match guarantee. Empire Today is the place to get new flooring. Of course, they've got copycats, but those copycats, they can't match Empire. Not on their quality, not on their service, not on their speed. So what they're going to do is they're going to advertise a bunch of low quality garbage that Empire isn't even willing to carry. You know, what Empire keeps out of their selection, that's just as important as what they keep in. Their philosophy, it's to help you find what you need, not overwhelm you with a million different choices and substitutes. And with the virtual floor designer, it's a great way to see how any floor will look in a space. It's easy. All you got to do is snap a picture and instantly see how new floors will look in your room. Shopping at a big box store, it can be really confusing. You're walking around, you're trying to like, oh, I think that this would look good with my beige couch. You're like trying to like look at a picture you have, but maybe the lighting's not great and you can't tell. Empire Today, they take all of that hassle out. Schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can get a $350 discount when they use the promo code DNVR. Restrictions to apply. See empiretoday.com/DNVR for details. I also want to shout out Game Time. With Game Time, it's never been easier to buy tickets last minute. I don't know about you, dude, but I get so dejected by the ticket buying experience with most places, because you see, you're like, oh man, like, we can catch a Nuggets game for like $18 tonight. And bam, convenience fee. Bam, service fee. Bam, you criticize Jamal Murray postgame fee. And that $18 ticket ends up being a $70 ticket. It's just ridiculous. With Game Time, it's the fast and easy way to buy tickets for sports, music, comedy, theater, you name it. They've got flash deals. They've got zone deals where you pick the zone. They're going to pick your seats and you're going to save an average of 18%. And the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you can find tickets in the same section, same row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the app, create an account, use the code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms to apply. Again, create an account, redeem that code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Finally, now has never been a better time to be a DNVR diehard. You get a free shirt or hat of your choice from the DNVR locker every year when you renew. You get access to all of our diehard level content. You get access to the members only Discord, which is really fun. I'm always in there talking Mountain West football, Mountain West basketball, not even just with CSU fans. We've got Boise fans in there, Wyoming fans. And what's cool is
what
we do. It's what's neat is it's this like little Mountain West community that we've been able to establish. We're kind of like recognized that we're all in this together. And sure, we take jabs at each other. Right. You know, rivals are going to be rivals, but at the end of the day, you know, we are all much more similar than we are different. And it's fun to just talk hoops in there. So if you want to talk hoops with me directly, now's a great time. Become a DNVR diehard. You can ask questions. You'll have abilities to ask me things that other people won't. I'll do some premium content for y'all. That sounds like I'm advertising OnlyFans or something. But hey, man,
I'll subscribe.
You never know. You get 20% off of all the events, 20% off merch. It really is awesome. Head over to thednvr.com and join the best sports fans in the city. All right. Kind of putting a bow on this and like kind of turning the tension to Nevada, because obviously it's a quick turnaround. I'm excited. Like, as you mentioned, it is challenging to beat a team three times in the same year. My good friends over at Aztec Breakdown, they do a great job covering all things San Diego State. They actually pointed out a couple of days ago that the numbers don't necessarily back that up. I think Mountain West teams are like 28-8 versus teams that they beat twice. Don't quote me on that, okay. Roughly. That said, I don't buy into that, because no. I have seen CSU be in this spot before.
Yes.
And you lose to a Wyoming, you know, you lose to a team like that. I just think, especially in a year like this, where it's like all these games are so tight, mm-hmm. just like statistically speaking, if you roll the dice enough times, it's still probably going to come out in your favor every now and then.
Well, and like you were saying, it's not like the Rams played bad in their previous matchups.
I actually think they played really well in Reno. If Jared Lucas doesn't go prime Kobe in that one,
right.
Keenan Blackshear hit some huge shots for them down the stretch. Really, that's the difference between CSU and Nevada in these two games. It's Nevada's shot making was far superior.
Yes.
And that's not shocking. I mean, Jared Lucas, he's the best three-point shooter in the conference, over 40% from three in league play. It's insane. We saw what he could do when he hit the game winner, banks it in. It's a trash shot, but hey, it is. It is.
Oh, it's such a wild
game. I mean, it's also really clutch, and that's that team, man. They are hot. Their offense has been executing really, really well. One small win, I guess you could say, for CSU is McIntosh won't be playing in this one. He had a great game in Fort Collins, was red hot from deep. So you get a win there, but at the same time, they get Keenan Blackshear back. And in my opinion, he's probably the best two-way player in the league, like up there with the conversation for best on-ball defender. He's a freight train going downhill. And I mean, he's a guy that's had some really big games for them. I want to see when the lights are brightest, with all the pressure on both these teams, whose stars step up and lead their team to victory? Because it feels like a Nuggets-Lakers game, you know, when you've got, it's like, it's Jokic and Murray, and it's, you know, LeBron and AD. Yes, everybody else factors. You need the Joe Palmers of the world, you know, the KCPs to step up, and without them, you're not winning the game. But really, what it's going to come down to in a matchup like this is, you know, it's their two versus your two, and which guys can step up and make more plays. I think they need a huge game from Isaiah Stevens. I think they are probably going to have to shoot well from deep, not necessarily light it up. But the big thing, they got to win the paint. The Rams almost always win when they win the paint. Ironically, they won the paint both times against Nevada and did not win those games. But again, that comes back to like giving me confidence of why they could pull it out, because at some point, like, you're not going to go prime Kobe every single game, and CSU's due at some point to hit some shots.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised at, and I know he missed a few shots early, but I didn't think that Patrick Carter was involved today offensively at all that much.
He had a rough start. He was like minus 11 in his first 11 minutes on the floor.
So, I mean, it wasn't like a, but I think you're right. I think while you want Isaiah Stevens to obviously have a great game against their two, you look at who could be his second tomorrow, and I'm like, I'm looking at Cartier and Joel Scott. Like, you want, I would just feed those two as early as possible.
Well, especially with what Joel's doing. I mean, he really looks confident.
He looks like Aaron Gordon down there. I know it's like not
that,
but he's got that strength, and he's just like, when he's going to the hole, there's not many people that stop his.
Well, he's figured out exactly what my role is.
Yes.
If I do this, you're going to get me the ball. I'm going to be patient. You're going to jump. I'm going to duck underneath you. Yep. Boom. And one. He gets 2 to 3 and ones per game, and it's just because he's patient. He waits for the play to develop, and then he goes up strong. So I'm with you. I'll throw out Nate Clifford, though. Like, it would be awesome to see a guy like Joe Palmer go off again, or Cartier, especially just because he's had some struggles, and that's a guy who's, and he's so tough. He's played this whole season injured. He's out there with the Rip Hamilton mask. Like, he's had ankle injuries. He's had to deal with it all. But I think this is a game where the Rams would really benefit from, you know, like a 18 and 11 game. Okay. You know, I don't think you need to go for 40, especially if Isaiah has a good game. But I do think you need him like over 15 points. I think you need him going downhill, drawing contact into the rim. If he could hit a couple of threes, that'd be huge. And then obviously, like, he's the biggest factor for them on the glass. When he's not out there, it just feels different. Like, there was a, I can't remember if it was in the first half or the second half. I think it was in the first. There was a stretch, or no, it was the second. Meek had just picked up his third foul. He had to go off the floor. San Jose State misses a three long. Sometimes, you know, those long rebounds, it gets a weird bounce. It's not really necessarily you had bad positioning. It was just a freak bounce. This one, it basically rolled, like, right down the middle, dude. And, like, three people just looked at it. And, you know, a couple passes later, San Jose State ends up cashing a three. The second chance opportunity is, like, really, really killer. I am bringing this up because I'm bitter that Nick Clifford was not named the Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year. The media didn't even name him All-Conference because they rewarded guys that score on bad teams more than leading the league in defensive rebounds, being a top three on-ball defender in the conference, and also, you know, having some pretty big offensive moments as well. But, yeah, to me, it really comes down to, like, who stars can step up. Jared Lucas, in both games against CSU, was Steph Curry-esque.
Yeah.
So if you can take him out of the equation, if you can force Nevada to consistently have to create quality looks not from deep, I think you've got a good shot in this one.
Yeah. Well, and again, like, when these tournament games turn to slog games, like, that's kind of when the Steph Curry shooters go away. That's when they slow down, and that's when, again, if you have the defense that you had at the end of the first stretch there, I don't think there's – I think you're going to get a good defense on their perimeter game tomorrow. So I think they were motivated too. And I like Nick Clifford because he was the one after the game when I was – on the court as they're saying bye, he was the one just telling guys, yeah, we got one game. Like, that's great, that's cool, it's
well, this veteran, but we got one. This veteran team, they get it. And, you know, like, it was so endearing with Joe Palmer, like, post game being like, oh, I think that's really cool, when I asked him, you know, like, have it you is. Had an opportunity to appreciate this moment, even given, like, you know, that the job's not done.
Do you think he even knew?
No, I don't. I think I genuinely, like, he was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Like, we're going to go to the tournament now that we won this game. Like, regardless of what happens moving forward, we are locked into an at-large bid. Now, you're really consistently being forecasted in that, like, 8-9 range right now.
Right.
And that's tough, obviously, because even if you win, it's congrats. Now you get Houston.
What were they against, Michigan?
They were a 6 seed, actually.
Right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
So, but then, favorite, right. I mean, it's one of those, like,
just get to the tournament,
you
man.
Can get a bad draw. Like, 6 seed in theory is awesome. That's the highest seed CSU's ever gotten. And then you draw a Big Ten team that was, you know, kind of inconsistent, but in a, you know, has the size advantage in a Big Ten city. Like, there were a lot of things kind of working against CSU. Excuses, sure. But, I mean, things you do have to consider, I think, especially, like, when filling out your brackets and stuff and all this. At the end of the day, like, in a single elimination format, we have seen CSU can hang with anybody. They beat the hell out of Creighton on a neutral court. They won a really impressive game against Washington on a neutral court. You know,
what
that win
Colorado?
Over CU at home looks pretty good. That's a team that's really come on hot down the stretch. And funny enough, them winning probably helps CSU's NCAA tournament resume Olympics all of a sudden. You know, like, you could get that to, like, Q1 range potentially if they kept raising up the metrics. Probably not going to happen at this point, but I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens with this team. Like,
I'm excited.
I'm nervous. Yeah, I'm nervous. Like, I'll be disappointed if they don't make, you know, a run in the tournament. But like I've said a million times throughout this season and even a couple times on this podcast, so I don't want to get too repetitive. It's just an eye of the beholder situation. And a year where the league has been as crazy as ever. Yes, there have been some frustrating moments. Yes, there have been some games where you would have liked to have played a little bit cleaner. You're 23-9.
Yes.
You're 23-9. You're going to be a single-digit seed in the NCAA tournament. If they can win against Nevada tomorrow, I think they've got a good chance to get out of that 8-9 range, get back into that 7-6 range, especially if they had, like, another strong game on Friday. What's interesting, I was talking about this with my buddy Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado Inn.
Shout out to the homie.
Shout out to the homie. Support local journalism. It's a weird spot if you're CSU because you want to win it. You know, you've only won the Mountain West tournament once ever. It's been over 20 years. you want to win it. At the same time, given that you don't necessarily need to win it, having to play four games in 4 days, especially with the way that this all works out, like if you beat Nevada, you're playing in a late night game Friday.
9 p.m.
And then it's a really short turnaround.
That's 10 p.m. in Denver. Yeah. That's insanity.
With
dude.
And then you turn around and play, I think, a 2 p.m. game the next afternoon. So it's a really tough spot. And even if you get to the championship game, like if you have to play the following Thursday, like that really could take a toll on you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like I obviously want the Rams to win. Nothing would be more fun than to see this team like make the run.
Be awesome.
But I do think there is, like, if you win a game here, win another one, or you know, if you lose Friday or something like that, I think I'd rather lose Friday than lose in the title game, though,
yeah,
because
man.
You're just having to take that lack of rest and play another game.
Uh-huh. No, as a Vegas term, they're playing with house money at the moment, and you've said it on this podcast. The pressure's off them now. You're in the tournament, and now you're playing Nevada, who's the tougher seed, and so like you should be playing loose. You should be playing carefree and hopefully a little bit pissed off that you haven't beaten this team yet this year.
I got to imagine, not only did Lucas hit that shot, he goes over to the crowd afterwards, he's flexing on him, you know, he's talking trash. I don't have any beef with it. Like, this isn't me being like, oh my, I'm not pearl clutching. Oh my God.
No, but
dude, if I had a half court shot, I'm telling the whole entire opposing crowd to go fuck themselves.
Yes.
I don't care. Like, I'm flexing on you. I'm doing
you
the DX
it.
Suck
you
it.
Won.
Like, whatever. Maybe that's not the most like polite or sportsman like
way to
do it. I want
to see you shot now.
Right? Right? I'm heel, man. I'm Christian Leitner. I'm all those guys. I'm not Zay.
Right.
I have enough self-awareness to know that I would never be somebody that selfless, somebody that mature and wise and skilled. I'm like, I'll hit some corner threes and maybe I'll trip you when you're running past.
Oh, but, yeah, dude.
I mean, we need heels. Make sports more fun. And that's why I'm actually excited about this matchup with Nevada, because like it's fun to play against guys like Lucas that hit big shots, that talk trash. Yes, it's nerve-wracking. Yes, I'm going to be sweating the whole time, probably going to have to bring a change of shirt again. But like, this is what it's all about, man. This is fun. It's high major basketball. You are in a league that the entire country is tuned into right now.
Yes.
The Pac-12 tournament's right down the road. Nobody
Yawn.
Gives a shit. Nobody cares.
No one cares.
Nobody cares.
What channel are they on? Pac-12 Network?
Does it even exist still?
Yeah.
I think the games are on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
As a college basketball guy, I got to give the correct information. But yeah, man, this has been awesome. I cannot wait to see what happens. Make sure you guys stay locked into all of our coverage. We're going to have photos and graphics and written features, and RG will do, you know,
Spotlight's
his thing
tomorrow.
With the spotlight, which is going to be epic. Shout out to Alyssa behind the sticks for making this all possible. Shout out to our friends at the Circa Resort and Casino.
You know that pool's heated.
This place is incredible.
We're
probably
wearing
warmer
jackets and stuff, but that's
in the
a
pool.
Heated pool. So, like, this is jumping in. No.
I considered it for a second. I had the angel and the devil, like, do it. No, this is your only pair of sweats that you have. Shout out to Ram Nation, man. This has been a blast. I cannot wait
to
bring
Nevada,
you.
If they beat Nevada, I'll jump in tomorrow. Here we go.
You heard it. They beat Nevada. RG's going in the pool, and I cannot wait. Shout out to all Ram Nation. I'm always proud to be. Much love, y'all. Peace.
Khakis wearing graphic tees, feeling way too trendy. Raps that kill, oh, I'm deadly. Primed and ready like machetes at a deli in New Delhi. Feeling scummy like Martin Scorsese. Turn jam into jelly, then drink it like juice. But water's the truth, so I sip on that too. Skinny looking kid with no car keys, like the only thing I drive is RCRV's. Got the stash like Steve Harvey. Oh, I'm gnarly like non-fermented.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase.
Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.